And here we go once again. You're listening to Music Myths and Cannabis. My name is Leon. This is my good buddy Daryl.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Sounds like you're still a little hot. I'm going to turn you down just a little bit. I'm doing pretty good. It's been awful warm out here for Christmas time.
Yeah, no snow, no nothing.
Nothing, man. Doesn't even feel very Christmassy, to be honest with you.
Not at all.
But did you have a good one?
Yeah, not too bad, for sure.
Pretty mellow, or did you do a whole bunch of...
Yeah, just my house and then girlfriend's house out in Vancouver, her parents.
I'm sure your mom does the turkey dinner, huh?
Yeah, we did. She did ham, and then my girlfriend's parents did turkey.
Oh, you had to go to a couple places this year, did you?
Yes.
Yeah, we just did the... I haven't had a turkey dinner forever. I'm the one who cooks in this house, and the kids were all complaining. We haven't had a turkey dinner forever. So was the wife. Haven't had a turkey dinner forever, so I broke down and did it, but it was good. I actually quite love a big, huge turkey dinner.
Yeah, it's always nice.
Sometimes I'll go crazy and I'll actually make, like, the pie crust and the pie and just do everything completely from scratch. I did a little bit of a pullback on this year, but to be honest with you, who gives a shit? Anyways, this week, actually what I was going to talk about was we're going to bust it into two different subjects because it's going to be the last show of the year. So I was thinking, well, actually you mentioned it too, was maybe we'll go through some of the deaths of this year. There was a lot, so I don't
there
know.
There was, yeah.
I'm not going to be able to necessarily talk about what they all died from, each person in particular, or their history. That's one of those topics, we seem to hit topics quite frequently where you could do 5-6 shows about the whole thing, but a lot of deaths this year. I was quite surprised. And the other topic was, which actually was the original topic of we were going to do a couple weeks ago, but things again just didn't work out, is different musicians that were in jail and why they're in jail. Some of them will surprise you, some of them not so much.
Yeah.
I'm sure we got a completely different list as far as who was in jail.
Probably.
Sure. And then we're going to also smoke and check out a bud called Blue Comatose. I don't know that one, but just by the name of it, I'm assuming that it has a blueberry flavor to it, but I really don't know.
It's okay.
And some of this is going to be on the fly because, to be honest with you, I'm not that prepared, but there's a lot of music knowledge that I just tend to absorb, same with Daryl, and we'll see how it goes. Anyways, okay, let's talk about musicians who are in jail or have been in jail. I'll go first. I got Tupac.
Okay.
In 95, Tupac was sentenced for 1.5 to 4.5 years for sexual assault. He served 11 months, and his album, what was it, All Eyes on Me, I think it was, that became number one while he was in jail, and he's the only artist who had a number one album in history while he's in jail.
Oh, really?
And the funny thing is that he was just about supposed to go in for his sentencing the day before. I think it was the day before his sentencing he was supposed to go in, and he got shot. And the reason why he was... why he was under trial or whatever like that was, it just blew me. It was for molesting some underage girl. I'm assuming it was a girl.
Yeah.
But I never heard that one before.
No, I didn't know that one either.
And who do you got?
I got the singer from Lamb of God, Randy, who was charged with manslaughter for pushing a 19-year-old off the stage while he was performing in Lake Chez Republic.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that one. That's crazy.
Yeah, he was in jail for 37 days over there.
So he's up there, he's just performing, and somebody jumps up on the stage. Like, he doesn't know if this guy's a threat. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Think of, like, White Snake? No, not White Snake, White Lion? No, or even Pantera.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, your guy comes up on stage, did he even go on stage, the Pantera guy? I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
he did. He went and grabbed him by the hair, actually.
Oh, shit, no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dimebag Darrell. That was crazy. But, I mean, how are these guys supposed to know that you're a threat or not?
Yeah, like 2 years later, they brought the charges against him.
I mean, I don't know if he's a complete asshole or not, but that's my feeling.
The guy just jumps on stage and he pushes him back into the crowd.
And that was it?
Yeah, and he fell and died, but yeah.
He goes to jail for, what'd you say?
He went for 37 days over there, and then they got him back
okay.
to the States.
That's almost understandable in the sense of you got to figure out what happened and stuff like that, but
yeah,
still.
And he did actually return to the country against the lawyer's advice.
Oh, yeah?
And fought it and got found not guilty.
I don't know the band myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, they're good. I saw them like last year, I think.
In my research, I ran into this band. I don't know this band. It's a Norwegian black metal. I'm sure you're familiar with Norwegian black metal.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I've never heard of Norwegian black metal, so I actually went online and I checked out some of them. It's a really heavy, heavy shit, which is fine.
Yeah.
But this was Burzum. Do you know that band?
I do.
Oh, okay. I don't. Do you know the story I'm going to say?
A little bit, yeah. I'm not a fan of them at all, but yeah.
Okay. But the one guy, I couldn't even tell you his name. I guess I didn't write it down. But Burzum's the name of the band, right?
Yes.
So this guy, he went to jail for 15 years for arson of churches.
Yeah.
And then he eventually murdered the black metal guitarist from Euronymous?
Euronymous was the name of the guy. Yeah.
Craziness. That's fucking...
Yeah, there's a lot of crap went down there for sure.
And then
you can't even put the name Burzum on Facebook. You will automatically get deleted or...
What?
Yeah, like there's a big... Yeah.
Well, who deletes you?
Whoever the Facebook police are, I guess. Like the, he's like a Nazi crazy...
Oh, he's way into all that shit. Okay. So. I don't know a lot.
It's totally not my scene, that.
Wow.
I do like some of the Norwegian black metal, but not Burzum.
Interesting. But if I just am talking to like post something and I mention the name Burzum, it's deleted.
Yeah, it'll be gone. Yeah. Or you might even get banned.
That's fucking nuts, man. I mean, I could probably go in there and say something about Hitler and not get
deleted.
Weird. Okay, whatever. Who else you got?
I got the ex-guitar player for Cannibal Corpse. He went to his neighbor's house, threw the lady on the ground, and then he ran into the background into her backyard, and the cops came. He had a knife on him. He was tasered. And then they went to his house and they found like military grade flamethrowers, like all these guns and stuff. He ended up going to jail for that. Yeah.
Oh, he was devoted.
Yeah.
He was way into something crazy.
Yeah, so he had to go for like drug rehab and stuff, I'm sure.
I got a couple guys here from way past, like Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
He was in jail for 3 years in 1962 for transporting a minor across state lines. But you know something about Chuck Berry? It's well known that he was a complete fucking pervert.
Yes.
Like he had cameras in, yep, like
in his bathroom at his house. Yep.
And even like the dressing rooms for his backup girl singers and stuff. Crazy. He got busted for that shit. He was a weirdo. And he was into wet sports, or I think it's wet sports. You know what that is?
Yep, I do.
That's when you enjoy somebody pissing on you.
The golden shower.
There you go. Yeah, well, yeah, but the other way around or something. Yeah, I don't know. That's bizarre shit in my world.
Yeah, I guess you get bored. I guess, I don't know.
Fuck, maybe that's it. Maybe you're just trying to reach out for something new and exciting, but I don't. Yeah. I can't imagine any scene in my world.
Getting that bored where you could do that, yeah.
Hey, I'm bored. Could you piss on me? I can't see it.
Speaking of pissing, we got Ozzy pissing on the Alamo.
He went to jail for that, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
And I think he's still fucking not allowed there.
I think he's allowed back now, but he wasn't allowed to play Texas for a long time.
I got like Ozzy's like this, I don't know, developmentally challenged kid that's in your family that you have love for, but they just fuck up.
He's always been the worst member of his band.
Yeah, of every band he's been in. Yeah, he's
still love him, but yeah.
He's extreme. He's mellowed somewhat in age, but every once in a while it still pops up. Actually, when it popped up the other day, somebody was talking about, hey, did you know that, it was about Sharon, his wife. And they were saying about how, apparently she's this real bitch because she, their house caught in fire and the firemen come in to save everybody. And she's like, oh, you got to go in there and get this and get that. And this person was telling me the story about how Sharon's such a bitch. The funny thing to the story is that house caught on fire because of a candle that Howard Stern bought for Ozzy. But, so who else you got?
Obviously, you know, the Vince Neil one, obviously we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Where he killed the drummer from Hanaway Rocks in a car crash.
Yeah, he didn't get much time on that.
No, not much.
And was he drunk, was he?
Yeah, he was just shit-faced, yeah. Wow. He actually came out and said that he was just in jail drinking, getting laid. He was there for like 30 days.
Even while he was in jail, he was getting all that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I think he had to pay $2 million or something.
Mm-hmm. And I got another huge asshole here, Gary Glitter.
Yeah, scumbag.
What a piece of shit. I didn't write down the year. He served 9 months for possession of child porn. In 2006, he was served 2 years, but he actually only did 9 months for sexual assault of a child. In 2015, he was sentenced for 16 years for multiple counts of attempting to rape, indecent assault, and sex with a minor. Jesus. What a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
I think he's still in jail, actually.
Is he even alive? Yeah, I guess so.
I think so. Yeah. He did that song, Rock and Roll. I think it's just called Rock and Roll, isn't it? Everybody knows it.
He had the big song, too, that they always played at the hockey games and stuff. I can't
but
think
that,
of it right
But isn't
now.
That Rock and Roll? Rock and Roll.
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Rock and Roll. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, cool song, but, man, it's hard to listen to that fucking song and not think what a douchebag.
Yeah.
Another person I got is Lil' Kim. Well, Lil' Kim.
Yeah. Yeah, you better say that right.
Yeah, I know, right? It's not Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim, she did 1 year in prison for perjury. I guess there was some kind of shooting, and she was pulled up for like a witness or something like that. She wouldn't speak or wouldn't talk. So, or she lied. Probably lied, I guess, with perjury written in there. So they threw her in jail. And then since I'm talking about Little, I got Little Wayne. He did a year for in 2010 for weapons possessions and marijuana possession, which I strongly disagree with now, but whatever, you can't go back in time. I just don't understand anybody going to jail for a weed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I'm not a religious guy, but even in the Bible, I get this from Cypress Hill in one of their albums. It quotes the Bible, and in the Bible it says, I give you all the seed-bearing plants on earth to use. I don't know if you listen to Cypress Hill, but
a little bit, yeah.
That's one of those things where he says it, and it echoes, and it's a big statement. Who else you got?
I got the drummer from AC/DC, Phil Rudd.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. I forgot about that.
Busted with methamphetamine, cannabis, and threatening to kill a man.
No way. These guys, they get a little crazy.
Yeah.
I got a light one for you. Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
I don't know why she's written down as far as a musician, though. Do you know a single Lindsay Lohan song?
I do not.
No, me neither. But it was mentioned. She did 2 months in prison in 2011 for jewelry theft. You remember that whole scene, though, I'm sure, eh?
I think I've heard something about it. I'm not a big...
Yeah, she just went into this jewelry. She claims that everywhere she goes, she basically just grabs what she wants, and then her, I don't know, manager or whatever pays for it. So she just grabbed her shit and left the store, and then she got busted. But she actually had to go to jail for it. That was hilarious. Well, she got
Johnny Rotten, Sex Pistols.
Oh, of course. Right?
He was arrested when a bartender refused to serve him, and he said, "I was arrested for attacking a policeman's fist with my face."
I hate when that happens. That's hilarious. And then, that was Johnny Sex Pistols, right?
Yep.
What
about that Phil Spector guy? You know much about
him?
Oh,
yeah. Actually, he's my next one here.
Yeah, yeah.
He's known as doing the Wall of Sound. He did that back in, late 60s, early 70s. And if you don't know what the Wall of Sound is, it's like these musicians would come to him with a basic song, guitar, drums, and all that kind of stuff. And then what Phil would do is he would take like multiple tracks and he would like add symphony type music, and it would just create this huge sound to the song. And they ended up got the phrase Wall of Sound out of that. And he was like, I mean, he was working with the Beatles, and he was working with the Stones, he was working with everybody that was a huge name. And he was a complete douchebag. you know Ronnie Spector, his wife?
No.
Because she was one of the Ronettes, and you would know a lot of the songs that she sang. This is all like doo-woppy shit. So he hooked up with her. He basically held her captive for years. Like, she couldn't leave the house. She finally jumped out and got away from him. But and he threatened so many musicians with a gun. And I think that there was even a story. It was either, what was it? Was it Neil Young, or maybe it was even John Lennon, and he shot his pistol off. He was always waving around his guns and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then later on, this is probably the story you're talking about. Was it 2009, I think? He brought a waitress over to his house. He didn't know her that well. And then she ends up getting shot. And there was a whole thing about it. I mean, I don't know if you're into true crime or not, but so many podcasts or whatever that talk about this. This is such an in-depth story. And she's sitting there. See, I've seen some of the pictures, not like real graphic or anything like that, but she's sitting there and he's claiming that she just came over to his house. This stranger came over to your house and just whipped out one of your guns, got a hold of one of your guns, and decided to just kill herself right there in your fucking living room.
Yeah.
Like, bullshit. And then he had, I think the limo driver, he came around saying, what the fuck's going on? And we got to clean this mess up and all this kind of shit. And it was a whole thing. So anyways, yeah, we're going to check out some of this. What was it, Blue Comatose?
Yes.
Let's see what the web's got to say about that.
Just have a bud here. See what you think.
Nice and tight. Nicely trimmed. Oh, yeah, it's definitely got some of that blueberry smell to it. Oh, I like that. It almost smells like, it's going to sound weird, but brand new carpet. That's not a bad thing. Oh, I like that.
I find it almost feels like you're not getting a pull off it, even though you are, if that makes sense at all.
Oh, yeah.
You're blowing smoke out, but it just doesn't feel like you're getting that big pull.
Huh. Kind of like a vaporizer.
Yeah, almost.
Well, that's bizarre. Well, they say that it's a 4A grade indica. Of course, it's an indica. Most of the ones that give you a good buzz are indica. I don't necessarily know if I trust in that whole indica sativa thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I smoked some sativa not too long ago, and it, you know, I got heavy eyes, and it was good bud and tasted great. This stuff says that it's going to taste earthy, floral, and a little bit of skunk, which is great. Nug size medium. That's interesting. I've never seen that before. Nug size.
And they were. That is right.
Okay. Yep. True. And aroma. Never seen that written here. Says a strong. Says it's going to have a gassy floral aroma. And one of the ways I like to test weed is when you leave the room and come back in, and sometimes it smells like cat piss or something. Yeah, yeah. And other times it just smells like, oh man, that smells good, and you just want to smoke another one. Says that it's high in THC and can help with symptoms of pain, insomnia, stress, depression, and inflammation. And then they got a whole write-up here, but I'm not going to read it to you. It basically just says that it's across the OG. And they don't know what. Unknown hybrid strain. But I've never heard of this one. But there's so many of them out there I never heard of.
Yeah, anyways, I hadn't heard of this one. That's why I picked it.
So while you roll that, I'll tell you a couple more people who were in jail. Steve Earle, you remember him?
Yeah, I was just looking at that, actually.
What was that song he did? Copperhead Road?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 1994. He was sentenced to 1.5 years for drug and weapons and failure to appear.
Lots of heroin for him, I believe.
No way, really?
I think either coke or heroin.
I never saw him as a heroin kind of guy. That's such a heavy fucking drug.
Yeah.
Wow, that surprises me. Who else you got? I got Suge Knight. What a fucking douchebag he is, too. Do you know him?
I know who he is, yeah.
He held Vanilla Ice outside of his window.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he wanted all of Vanilla Ice's royalties. And Vanilla Ice didn't want to give it to him, but eventually, I guess he did.
Yeah, I watched that, some documentary, like a few part one on that.
Yeah, well, that explains why Vanilla Ice does that. What does he do? Some kind of carpentry reno show or something? Yeah. I think that's why he does it, because he didn't have any fucking money. And he doesn't make any money off of it either.
We had tickets for him when he came to Abbotsford last year, but we never made it. We were sick or something happened. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. I don't really, to be honest with you, I just know that one.
And we were just going to go for fun. It was just...
And that's such a huge song, that one was. And he's a joke. But then you got somebody like MC Hammer.
He did do the new metal album, like kind of a Cornish album.
Really?
Yeah, it's not even that bad, actually.
Okay, I got to check that out. I don't know anything about that.
For what it is, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not going to run out and buy it, but it was listenable.
Okay. Well, Suge Knight, he was a bad guy for a lot of years. He's full on thug. Like, there's no bullshit about him. He was with Death Row Records. He was a huge guy. He worked with Tupac and Dr. Dre, Vanilla Ice, Snoop Dogg. And the thing that actually sent him to jail was he ran over a guy. They were working on that movie. What was that movie? Straight Outta Compton.
Okay.
And I guess he showed up on set and he got into an argument with, there was two like producers or something. He got into an argument with one of them. I think his name was Terry Carter. He's got into an argument with this Terry Carter guy. And then later on, I don't know, maybe a day or 2 days, a week, whatever, he runs over him with his fucking truck, and then he backs over him again. I think he might have hit both of them, but he only killed the one guy and hurt the other guy bad. I'm not quite sure, but I know he's a piece of shit. But he got away with so many times because he had money, but this time he didn't get away with it. He went to jail for, was it 28 years, I think?
Still in there?
Oh, yeah. This is only about 7 years ago, maybe. But yeah, I don't think he'll ever get out.
Yeah, probably not.
It was one of those situations where they always knew that this guy was a bad fucking thing to have in society, but they just couldn't make this stick or that stick or whatever. But he's a bad guy. And Merle Haggard, you know him, of course, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't tell you any of his songs, but he was a big country dude back in, like, I don't know, what, 70s? Merle Haggard? I just honestly couldn't tell you. But he did 3 years in 1957 for robbery. This is probably before he became famous, so he was kind of hurting, I would guess. You got the Doobie World?
I do.
You got a light?
I might.
Shit.
No.
Okay, I got one. I got one. I got one.
So prepared again.
I thought I had one in my pocket. Okay, had to take a second to go get a light. Got a light, and we are now firing the whole time. There we go. It's one of those torch lighters. They were great when they work, but I find electric lighters or electric, like the, just stops clicking at the right time or something. Blue Comatose. Here we go. Let's give her a taste.
Pretty smooth. As I cough.
That's not the flavor I expected.
No, it's not the greatest flavor. It works pretty good, though. I know the smell is not quite like the flavor, for sure.
I don't know how I'd explain that one. It doesn't have a strong flavor, but it's not a bad taste. I don't even know what the fuck I would label that as. I see what you're saying, though, about the smoke. It feels like you're getting a big draw, and there's not much. You don't have that much. I wonder what that would be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if that's a... I don't know if that's a nutrient thing or what.
Gets me high, I know that.
That's all you're looking for.
I'd rather some flavor, though, too.
Check the ash out, see if that gets black. Who else I got? I got Remy Ma. I can't imagine you know who that is.
I haven't heard that name.
Remy Ma, she was a backup singer for, you know, Fat Joe? Rapper?
Yep.
Okay, so he did that song, Lean Back. She's the one, it's pretty much his biggest song, Lean Back. Lean Back.
I'm sure if I heard
Lean
it.
Lean Back. she was the backup singer who kind of bust out halfway through the song. There's this bust out rap, and she's the one that does that. But actually, again, with the Howard Stern, but she was on Howard Stern. And her and him, actually, Howard was just in love with her. He wanted to take her out, and she wouldn't have nothing to do with him. It was kind of funny. But she's full-on gangster. She was raised in harsh areas and just had that kind of influence. But what she actually ended up, what was it? She shot her friend. And then I thought there was a stabbing involved there. Yeah, she thought that her friend stole $3,000 from her. That's what it was. And then they got arguing about it, and friends denying it left, right, and center. And then she ended up shooting her. She went to jail. I think she got sentenced for like 8 fucking years. Like it wasn't a light sentence.
Really? Crazy. We got Paul McCartney getting busted in Japan.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that.
With
a pound of weed in his luggage. Half a pound of weed.
Wow. And that was back in what year?
1980, when he was on tour with Wings. Said he got only 9 days in jail and then deported. Imagine if he wasn't Paul McCartney.
Oh, fuck, right? Oh, shit, man. Yeah, Japan, especially back in 1980.
Like craziness. He wasn't Ringo.
Yeah, right, because he was the ugly one. He's the good-looking one now. who else I got? I got Fat Joe. I was just talking about Remy Ma. Fat Joe did 3 months for tax evasion. I always find that such a silly fucking thing. If you're getting money and you're making money.
Yeah, then pay your bills.
Pay your fucking bills, you know. Of course, Sid Vicious.
That's probably something like, I thought my manager was doing it. You know what I mean? He's just so busy, his career.
You know, it could be.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that one. It could be.
Yeah.
But at some point.
You'd hope that's what it was.
But at some point, he's going to get some kind of, hey, you need to pay your fucking bills.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd be like, why didn't you pay my shit? And he could step in. I don't know. That's a, you know, you bring up a good point, but I always find that funny when somebody goes to jail for like Wesley Snipes. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No
went,
shit.
He went to jail for a long fucking time over that shit. He was involved with that stuff where he was reading some book or listening to some dude that told him, you know, legally you don't have to fucking.
Yeah.
There's a loophole and all that shit. But well, the loophole didn't keep his ass out of jail.
Volume 2 book.
Yeah. Right. That thing's out, but that's okay. I'm good. Sid Vicious. Of course, he did some jail time, but the funny thing about him, you know that story?
I should.
With Sid Vicious. So he actually got busted for killing his girlfriend, Nancy.
Yeah, yeah.
He stabbed her, and he went to jail, and they only had him in there for 2 months because I think they realized like he was so fucked up on heroin, or maybe he got let out because the trial was going to come up in a little while.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, so he wasn't actually, he didn't go through his trial stuff yet.
Yeah, I think he was waiting for it to come up, I believe.
And until they have... like it all together for whatever reason, he got out like 2 months after she died, and he died the very next day. He was released, and then the next day he OD'd. That's a crazy story. With I think there's a movie out there called Sid and Nancy.
Yeah, there's a few documentaries, a few different ones. Definitely.
Yeah, it's worth it. I'm good, thanks, bro. Snow.
I know who he is.
He had an album called 12 Inches of
Canadian,
Snow.
Canadian, isn't he?
Yeah, Canadian dude out of Toronto. He did 2 counts of attempted murder.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he served 1 year before. The charges were reduced to aggravated assault.
This was after his popularity, nope. I'm sure.
This is what the song's about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Informer.
Huh, so no, I know that song.
Now I have to listen to that again to see what the hell that's about. You got anybody else who in jail?
There's lots of
lots.
Lots of random ones were just public intoxication, like Axl Rose, and then Scott Weiland in and out of jail. Yeah.
You remember when he walked up to the police in Niagara, in New York, and he just said, "I have heroin on me."
Yeah, I think I heard something about that. Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck, dude? Nobody was even looking at you. Yeah, I have heroin on me. Fucking got busted right there. James Brown.
Yeah.
1949 for stealing clothes from parked cars. I guess this was before he was huge.
We got David Crosby for freebasing cocaine and possessing a .45 caliber handgun.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
At a Dallas nightclub.
crazy fucking, these are guys, they all, I think they just get bored, you know, like,
yeah.
You got too many yes men around you. It's just, yes, I can get that for you. Yes, you can have anything you want. You got anybody that says no, you can just fire them. You got all the money in the world.
Yeah.
And in between gigs, you got all this fucking time.
Yeah.
And I think it's just part of, sort of need hand in hand.
Need a babysitter.
Yeah, pretty much. And but then if they don't like, so if they don't like what the babysitter says, they just fire him and get another guy until you can have all you want. And they got Leadbelly. I know I mentioned him quite a bit, but I got a lot of respect for him. He was busted in 1915 for assault of a prostitute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he broke out of jail, and he lived under a bunch of different names, and then he killed a man in an argument.
Huh.
So that was over a woman, so... I don't know, aggressive and fucking violent. Anyways, that's about all I got written down. By no means is that all the people that were in jail.
Yeah.
Trust me, it was endless fucking supply. You got any more jail dudes?
No, let's go on to the death people.
Okay, this was a crazy year. I'm not going to be able to talk about necessarily every person's history on a band or how they died, because it's too many, and this was just supposed to be a 10-minute thing, say, on the end of this particular show.
Yeah.
But it's unbelievable. So you want to go first?
Yeah, the big one, probably Sinead O'Connor was a big one.
Sinead O'Connor was big. Yeah, we talked about her on the one show. I was telling you that story about Prince, how she felt that Prince had assaulted her with, I think it was a jar of mayonnaise or something inside of a pillowcase. But she was an interesting one. She definitely spoke her mind.
Definitely,
so I'll give her credit there.
She definitely had the spotlight for quite a while.
And she didn't give a shit.
No.
Like, you know, and I like that in the person sometimes.
It was suicide, right, on that one? I don't know if that ever came out.
Wasn't it her son who killed himself?
I think so.
I think he killed himself a
little
while ago.
I know she was found in some, like, hotel room by herself or something like that, I believe.
You know what? I can't believe that I don't have that information.
I think it was suicide, I believe.
But another big one was Jeff Beck.
Yeah. Yeah,
Jeff Beck. I fully aware of the name. I know some of his work and stuff like that. But he's definitely not one of those guys where I put on his.
Definitely, yeah, I know what you mean. He's a great guitar player.
I just didn't.
Nothing really stuck out for me.
Just didn't stick out. I couldn't even tell you the bands he was in. He was in the Yardbirds, wasn't he?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. He died at 78 in January. David Crosby, you just happened to mention him. He died this year at 81.
Yeah, and we've got Lisa Marie Presley, if she's considered in the music thing. Did she do albums? Was she just Elvis' daughter?
I don't know. But the fact that she's Elvis' daughter, I still would include her. Another big one this year was Tina Turner.
Yeah.
She died on May 24th at the age of 83. And then, you know, I didn't even mention Ike Turner as far as the people who have been in jail.
Yeah. I think everybody knew that one, eh?
Right? Yeah, he was such a douchebag, but I wasn't a huge Tina Turner fan, but I was pretty happy that the abused got more recognition and more fame than the abuser.
She had a few good songs, for sure.
Oh, for sure. We talked about that when we were talking about people who wrote other people's songs, and I think, what was it, Private Dancer. Oh, that was Mark Knopfler wrote that, yeah.
Then we got Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, yeah, he did I think his last music he did was with Lady
Gaga.
Must have
been his 90s, maybe? I didn't see it.
It's
got to be late 80s for sure.
Yeah, Tony Bennett. He was...
is he part of the Rat Pack, or is he...
Well, actually, that's funny you should say that, because the name I was trying to think of, Blue Eyes, what's it, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett was his favorite singer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and there you go. And he was definitely a Whack Pack, so he was maybe like a fifth Beatle.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, right? Gary Rossington.
That name sounds familiar. I don't know.
Original member of Skynyrd.
Okay. Yes. Yep. Yep.
71.
He's the only one left, I think, right?
Well, I couldn't answer that question, honestly, but I wouldn't be surprised, because after the plane crash, there was only...
Yeah. I see they're still going on tour, even though there's no members left.
I hate that. But, I mean, they're not going to sell albums unless that happens.
Yeah. They'll still probably sell concerts, and they'll be screaming for Freebird, but yeah.
But then they got these bands like... what do they call them? The Spinners, I think, is one of those bands where all original members are gone. They've been gone. The last one original member died like 25 years ago, and they still are the Spinners.
We got
the spinoff of the Spinners.
We got the Kiss Avatars coming now.
Yeah, I heard something about
Jesus
that.
Christ.
That's crazy. Yeah, I think we might have talked
we
about
may
that.
Have, yeah.
We do smoke weed during the show, so if we fucking cover a topic a couple of times, that might have something to do with
it. What about Robbie Robertson? You know who that is?
Robbie Robertson. He was with the band, right?
Yeah.
The band, are they Canadian?
Yeah, I think so. At least he was, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
What's that, Slowly Down the... He had that single. I can't think of it. Slowly Down a One-Way Track or something like that. Like, it sounds like he's talking through the whole song.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I didn't listen enough to, I can actually give you much information on that. Yeah. But the band had, they had another song, too, that was pretty big. But they were talking, like, 70s shit.
Yeah.
It was not my jam. Gordon Lightfoot, huge Canadian dude. He died May 1st at the age of 84. He's one of those guys where I never actually enjoyed his music much at all.
I can't say I did either, but yeah.
But I did see. I did hear a
rendition. Still got some respect for him. He's.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. Full respect. The Hip did a rendition of his. What was that one about the boat? Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
So I really like that. Had an opportunity to go see him actually one time. My brother was supposed to go, and he got sick and he couldn't go. And it wasn't really necessarily laid out to me, but it was kind of like, well, maybe Leon could take the ticket or something like that. But yeah. I was too young, and I didn't give a shit. I wasn't interested. And then that didn't happen. Yeah, there's Lisa Marie Presley.
They got the singer from the Pogues, Shane McGowan.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't know him too much, though.
Yeah, I do like them.
Do you ever listen to The Smiths?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know any song by they did, but there's one dude, Andy Rourke, he died.
The guy from the Smothers Brothers 59? Died the other day.
No way!
Yeah, the...
Which one?
The gray-haired, white-haired guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just like 2 days ago, maybe.
I see, that saddens me, because I always saw that. They were kind of like Penn and Teller, where the guy was straight-faced and didn't realize he was stupid, kind of a gig. I mean, he was fine, but that was a gig. They did something, what was it, Johnny Carson's show, they got banned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a big thing for them, and then they got banned. They were pretty upset about that. Who else do I got? I got Tony Bennett, you mentioned, Sinead. Randy Meisner, do you know the name?
Does sound familiar.
Co-founding bassist of the band Eagles.
Okay, yeah.
Died at 77. A lot of guys this year.
Going to be more every year, like everybody's getting up there, right, on these classic rock bands?
Absolutely, and everybody's like getting old. I don't know how we aren't, buddy. How does that happen?
Well, we're getting old, we're just not dead yet, yeah.
another big one, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, I don't really know his stuff, but yeah.
I don't know too many of his songs, but there was that, of course, that one with the Pina Colada.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay. Yep.
What the hell's the name of that song?
I think that's what it might be, I don't know.
His big thing, where he made all his money, he's a billionaire, eh?
Really?
Like, he made ridiculous amounts of money. How he did it, his music was okay, but he got a certain following, kind of like Fish or the Deadheads. Who are the Deadheads?
Grateful Dead.
So the people hooked onto his music and they started following him around. So he started selling hats and t-shirts and all this kind of shit. And then he opened up a couple of hamburger joints and they turned into these huge things. And they charged like 40 times more than what a hamburger cost just because it was Jimmy Buffett's place. Yeah. And then you hear that stupid margarita song playing in the background and you're a part of it. I think even his fans had names, sort of like Lady Gaga calls her fans the little monsters and shit. But
yeah.
he was absolutely huge. Not necessarily my thing, but... he was absolutely huge. Swear to God, billionaire.
Yeah.
And Gary Wright, he died too.
I was just going to say that. I know the name.
Was he not the guy that did that song, Gary Wright, Dreamweaver?
Maybe.
Is that not Gary Wright? Because they don't mention that song in this article. There it is right there. Yeah. It was Dreamweaver. You know that song.
Yeah.
It was one of those ones where...
The monkeys do that too, or is that something different?
No, they did Daydream.
Daydream Believe. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Dreamweaver, that was one of those songs where I didn't necessarily listen to too much of Gary Wright, but that one
stood
out to me. I really like that one. Oh, here's a big one. Steve Harwell, Smash Mouth.
Okay.
Smash Mouth, another band. I didn't get crazy into them. They were like a... 7-8 years just below of my interest of that kind of shit.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean
yeah.
by that was just like my kids, they were like really into Smash Mouth. And I get the thing. And then they had that song on, what's that one with the Mike Myers, that movie Shrek?
Okay.
They played one or two of his songs on those movies and that gave him another round of fame. But that was huge.
Yeah, I can't say I was a big fan.
No, but it was all right. It kind of had that happy summertime rappy white guy rap shit. So it was all right, but it wasn't necessarily the songs that are popular. I'll turn it up when I hear it, but I definitely don't go out of my way to have a CDs.
Yep.
Steve Riley.
Yep.
The LA
Wasp,
Guns.
Wasp and LA Guns. Yep.
He.
That's who I was missing. Remember, I said I was missing somebody.
It was Steve Riley.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because LA Guns and what was the other band that mixed together? What was the other? Because Guns N' Roses became, it was L.A. Guns and...
They were Hollywood Rose for a while.
Hollywood Rose. And then they merged the two together. Is that
right? Yeah, they had the Tracy Guns. Right. What was the Guns and Guns N' Roses.
Okay. Right? And that's how it came. That's where Guns N' Roses came from. I didn't realize he was in Wasp, though.
Yeah, for a bit. Yeah, he was in there for a while.
So was he in Wasp before or after?
After.
L.A.
He
Guns.
He came in Wasp on the Wasp second album.
Ah, okay.
And then they had two L.A. Guns go in there before he died.
You know, something that also, with all my research and stuff, I found interesting was is there was a lot of guys from BTO that died this year.
Yeah.
There was Tim Bachman.
Yeah.
Who I don't even, off my top of my head, I couldn't tell you. Was he original? He wasn't original, was he?
I'm not up on my BTO, but yeah, I know he was the brother, right? So.
Yeah, they're from this particular. I'll actually find that article in a second. And I hear that gling. That bling, that means I forgot to shut my fucking phone off. But hey, whatever. A guy named Denny Lane died. Okay. I don't know him too much, but he was involved with Moody Blues and the Wings.
Yeah, I could see.
No, the Moody Blues and Wings. My mistake.
Robbie Bachman, it says here.
Okay, Robbie Bachman. But then his younger brother, about 2 or 3 months later, died, and his name was Tim Bachman, I'm sure of it.
Okay.
Who else? Anthony Topham. I don't know the name, but he was a founding member of Yardbirds, when that was where Eric Clapton got his start. I didn't listen to too much there. So, here, okay, did you say Robbie Bachman?
That's what it says, yeah.
Okay, so there's that. And then I got to scroll down a long ways before I get over to the Tim Bachman guy. But that was his younger brother. He died a few months later. And then if I remember correctly, there was some kind of like a manager or something. It wasn't part of the band, but some other big guy on the band. So that was three losses in the 1 year. That's kind of crazy. Oh, there was a lot this year. I don't know. Let me scroll down here, see if I see something else that pops out quick. Other than that, maybe we'll just call it a day because there was so much. Oh, there's this guy, Jim Gordon. Okay, this guy, he could have been on the go to jail fucking thing. This guy started hearing voices. He was with Derek and the Dominoes with Eric Clapton was in there, wasn't he? Derek and the Dominoes?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
because yeah, he went Cream, Derek and the Dominoes. So, yeah, oh yeah, this guy helped write Layla. So he starts hearing voices in his head, but they were just nice voices telling him to like, clean his house and keep his place clean and all this kind of shit. But then they started to become voices of your mom wants you to kill her. And he smashed her head in with a hammer. And I think it was like 1980, something like that, early in the 80s and shit, and totally killed her. Huh. That was it. I think he's still in jail to this day.
I got the Screaming Trees bassist died
this
year, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Yeah, I saw that. Screaming Trees is one of those ones where I know I like their music, but I couldn't tell you one of their songs.
Really?
No.
Yeah, they're a good band.
I think I think they stood out to me because at the time, Smashing Pumpkins.
I Nearly Lost You was their,
oh,
their,
yeah,
their big
there
hit.
You go. Yeah, that was, and I actually quite love that song.
I'm a big Mark Lanegan fan. He was a singer. His book is really good.
Yeah, I totally like that song. I don't know that much about the band, though. Tom Leaden, he was with Tom Petty. He's gone. A lot of big producer guys gone. And there's a Tim Bachman one I was telling you about.
Yeah.
He was, who joined a legendary rock band in 1972. He died in April, and that was, like I said, about two months before or after his younger brother had died. And then this guy here, Jordan Blake, I don't know anything about him, but he was quite young. He was only 36, I think. But I don't know him. Vocalist of California, and it's a post-hardcore band. Oh, sorry. The way it's worded, it's kind of hard to say, but hard to understand. But I think the name of the band is A Skylit Drive.
Okay, don't know that.
He left the band for 5 years or something. I came back, and I guess they were getting some type of fame, but I'm not quite sure. I'm just guessing by the look of him. He probably OD'd on heroin. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm not quite sure. Who else you got?
That was about it for me.
Here's another guy connected to Cream, Pete Brown. A lot of these bands are way before me, but I do have respect for them.
Yeah. Got some guy named John Reagan from Peter Frampton and Ace Frehley's band. I don't know who he is.
Though. Oh, yeah. He did. Ace Frehley had a band. What was the name of that? The Comet?
Frehley's Comet.
Frehley's Comet. Okay. Yep. Yeah, he was in that band. I couldn't pick him out of a crowd, but I know who you're talking about.
The drummer for that band, actually, Anton Figg.
Yeah.
Used to be like the drummer on Letterman, like the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, same drummer.
Oh, really?
I always thought that was kind of
weird.
He
went on to a band called The Fab Four.
Okay.
And if you're a Beatles fan, they were known as The Fab Four.
Yeah.
And what The Fab Four would do was they would cover, especially, like, the Beatles could only do tours for up to a certain album. And then when they come up with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, they could do it now, but at that time, they couldn't reproduce that sound live. So there's never been anybody who's ever seen a concert of them doing any fucking...
any songs off
no
that.
Song. It's impossible. It never happened. And but what Anton Figg does with his other group dudes, I couldn't tell you who they are, they do live Beatles songs, like off the Sgt. Pepper album. And it's fucking impressive, to be honest with you. Yeah, and they'll do it like because some bands, some people, they'll take a song and then they'll try to make it their own, and it has its own feel to it. They try to reproduce that exact
as best
sound
they can,
and
yeah.
they fucking I'm just so
interesting.
Amazed. Blackie Onassis, he's dead.
That Gary Wright was from Spooky Tooth.
I don't know Spooky Tooth. I know Gary Wright, but I don't know Spooky Tooth.
Yeah. We talked about them one other, I don't know why, but we did talk about them on another show.
Oh yeah? Oh, wow. Again, we do smoke weed and we forget shit. Urge Overkill, you probably listen to them a bit. No?
Yeah, a little bit.
So yeah, Blackie Onassis, he's dead.
Roger Whittaker.
Roger. Oh, the what? Oh, yeah. I know him.
It just says singer songwriter. I know the name.
Roger Whittaker.
87.
He's not the whistler, is he? There's one guy that whistled a lot. One country dude, and he whistled a lot. I can't remember if that's him. No, now that you mentioned Roger Whittaker. Huh. I hadn't heard that one. He just died this year. I would have swore he died 10 fucking years ago.
Yeah, folk music. It says.
Lee, you say. How do you think you say that? Roach. Roach. R-A-U-C-H.
R-A-U, I'm not sure.
He's a former drummer for Megadeth, but he was also played with Metallica too, I believe. Yeah, he exited from Metallica. So he did something. That's not the first person that died from Metallica right there. You got Cliff.
Yeah.
But not this year. Teresa Taylor.
Butthole Surfers.
Butthole Surfers. I actually quite like the Butthole Surfers. What was that song?
I always thought they would have been bigger if they had a different name.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really radio too much. They had that one song for sure. Pepper, I think it was.
Pepper. That was a great song, man. Yeah. They had a few songs on that album that were really good. The thing with those bands, though, sometimes they're looking to stick out. Like the Bare Naked Ladies, for example. Their band has nothing to do with Bare Naked Ladies, but it gets people to go, what the fuck is that? And I did, you know.
Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
Rainbow Butt Monkeys. There's another one. Yep, for sure. Finger 11. who else? I guess that's about it, really. I think we've gone way over time anyways.
Oh, probably.
Let's see. What are we looking at? 44 minutes. Yay. Lucky you people. But anyways, I'm going to end this season because up until now, it's always been season one episode, this, that, and the other thing. So this, I decided that the end of the year will be the end of the season. So this will be the end of season one. I hope you all had a good Christmas. It's been a blast. Thank you very much for the support. I'm overwhelmed by the amount of people that comment
that's awesome.
To me.
Thank you.
I just do this for fun, to be honest with you. I'm not looking to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Although the last couple of checks I got, I'm getting close. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. But it's been a blast. We, like I said, me and Daryl, we just sat around talking about music anyways. And a few people said, you guys should record this or whatever. And that's what we do. Hopefully you learned something from us throughout the year. Hope you all have a good, happy new year, and 2024, here we come, and we'll be back.
We'll see you then.
Okay, peace out.
Cheers.